great effort to come up here to the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils Sportsman's Lunch. And of course, if you want to be part of the club, that's easy. Just go through the website, gunnedahrugby.com.au. But it's what it's all about, isn't it? Grassroots rugby.
It is very much so. You know, I think from today you can see. So I know how much people love rugby up here, you know, and in all the country areas. It's part of the, it's very much the lifeblood of the grassroots game, both here and the club game in the city. And it just shows you what the game's all about, really.
Yeah, well, exciting news, of course, early this year, the Qantas Wallabies went to the coast up there in Queensland and had some days there and did some training as well. And you can reveal to us where you're coming to New South Wales country next year because, of course, Ewan McKenzie, when he coached the team, went to Dubbo, of course, Bathurst and Orange, and real great influence there, not only in those towns, but also Wellington and Mudgee, not only seeing the players, but doing the coaching clinics and mixing with the cocktail parties and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's one of those things where, as Ewan said when we had a chat with him, the public want to see and touch and feel the players, and Michael Checker.
Definitely. We had the time up in the Queensland coast, and also we spent some time on the Central Coast this year as well, where we got around to a lot of places. We're looking at where we're going to be doing our June preparations now. So, you know, obviously we'll keep your preferences in mind there around New South Wales country, but we have looked at a few options around here. So when we do decide, I'm sure everyone will find out.
Looking at the team, of course, for the Qantas Wallabies this year, let's go through some of the things. How do we beat the bloody All Blacks is the big question. There's no lack of effort. You guys are busting your guts, and it's just they're well prepared and just a little bit better in the big moments. And I suppose that's the thing about international rugby, because you see Scotland and you see also those guys take on Georgia, and it's just the little things that push the big sides away.
Well, I think what's important for us, we've had a lot of games this year where, you know, we were quite close, and it is, like I said, the big moments. We just needed to make the right play. But we've also had, you know, 13 debutants this year, big change in squad, and what we're doing, the experiences or the lack of experience we're suffering maybe with this year, that'll be our plus in a year or two's time once we've got more tests under our belt. And as much as there was some hard moments this year, there was also some very bright ones. And it's all part of what we want to do in growing the depth of the team. And obviously New Zealand, they're a high-quality side, but I believe if we work at it and we stay at it, we'll get there.
Fantastic thing you brought in this year was the Australian 15. All these guys, I never would have thought they would have got a chance to play for Australia again, the Ben Mullins, the Peter Kimlins and the like. Was that a bit of a symptom of the fact that you didn't have any tour games sort of planned early on, and is that something you may look for next year? But also, it's a great opportunity to bring that side together to play those teams, such as the Germanys and the Hollands, and have the game make more money overseas, because Wallabies are a premium brand, and she's Germany rolled, you know, Uruguay during this window, so it's not as if we couldn't fill 52,000 people at the Olympic Stadium. And what a beautiful dream to have, and also play the Dutch, you know, at the Amsterdam Arena in front of 52,000 as well.
Well, look, I think one of the idea was always born with the what we wanted to do was have some of our players have experience with Wallaby players who have maybe finished and have that concept going. The French clubs gave us a bit of grief. We couldn't get all the players we wanted to. You know, I think there was a lot of players like James O'Connor and Liam Gill, etc., who were keen to play but weren't allowed. But we'll try and grow that again next year. There is an opportunity for a game next year, so we just got to see if that fits in with the touring schedule, and we'll try and do it again.
State of Origin has been floated by the Queenslanders, mainly because they're unorganised, they're not getting on the ground and getting out there amongst the public to get, you know, tickets and that. They're expecting you to have players. What's your thoughts on it? And is it just a little bit rude and patronising not to have the best of the best playing it? But also, we do have the small issue that we owe all the other nations that are coming to see us the respect that Scotland did when they played Georgia this year. And of course, what happened was the Italians who we played beat the Springboks this year, and then we're beaten by Tonga the next weekend.
Yeah, mate, I think I haven't heard a lot of the talk because we've been away, obviously, but anything that was going to happen on that front, you'd want to have the best players playing. If you were to do it in that week before the June series, you'd have to be very well prepared, so that it's a good hit out for them, and it's almost in a way a bit of a possibles probables type idea. But, you know, I think there's still a fair way to go within those chats. I'm sure they'll talk to me about it now I'm back.
Now, speaking of coaching, you didn't just have a sojourn as the Australian coach, but also, of course, you did a bit of coaching in the old country there in Lebanon in the Sevens. Tell us a little bit about that and just how exciting that is to see that all those nations are coming up and having a real traction, and the IRB, all that money we're getting out of the World Cups is actually going into these, you know, smaller nations.
Yeah, they were playing in, I think, the Asian Games, you know, with the Sevens there. I never ended up getting to go to the tournament in the end, but there's countries everywhere looking to play the game, and that's like you were saying before, talking about the Germans this year, who would have ever thought of those results? So, but it's a very positive part about the game, and the more we can do to grow that, the better.